I thought it was fake, but it's real.
Drake responded right on back to fucking to Kendrick.
So that makes Drake, but whatever. People want to say, oh, he folded, J. Cole folded. And you like, you got people say, he's just talking shit on the internet. Yeah. Keep that. You're just talking shit. What niggas do is, when I look at the comment sections on hip hop, it's just a bunch of kids that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's all I see. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. That's all I see. Bunch of motherfuckers that's just talking out their ass. And then the fucked up thing about it is, as artists, we are looking at these comments, yet they want to pay attention to these comments because it's what the quote-unquote streets are saying. Hell, if you're a rapper yourself, you got niggas saying, you know people are talking about you on the internet, right? Let's be fucking real. Everyone is fucking biased. And people who don't, that's first by Drake. On paper, it seems pretty good. Niggas going in. But you know, haters will never fucking give you give a rapper anything. Because you got people who are J. Cole fans and Kendrick fans who just don't like fucking Drake. Our people just don't like Drake, period. And they're not going to give it to him. They're going to sit there and look for any fucking garbage-ass bar. And if it's a mid-bar, oh, guess what? We ain't fucking with you. Right? Immediately, the fucking song gonna be trash. Niggas gonna call this shit ass anyway. I'm just saying. Because they don't like Drake. And it's not, no thing. Plus, when they say, you're glazing, that's just a stupid ass, immature way that to kind of discredit that you could be saying something that's true. So that's why the internet is so fucking stupid. That's why social media is so fucking stupid. Where you can't even have an opinion about something without niggas calling you glazing, hater. You know what a hater is? These type of fucking niggas that if you have an opinion on something, the first thing, and if you're a rapper, that's why I don't say shit on social media. So I don't leave my two cents on anything. This is shit that I just keep it positive. Just keep it positive on social media. Don't say shit. Don't say nothing. Just, you know, whatever. Don't get in any kind of arguments. Because, you know, if you're a rapper yourself and you are, don't even insert yourself in a conversation. Someone says, hey, where's the owner? Okay. I'll attack my name. I don't even tag my name. But these niggas care about looks. My fucking IG page, like a normal IG page, I don't even fucking even do that. These, if I did that, they'll look on my page, see my shit, because there's no videos of me doing shows or making music videos, that's gonna come soon. They will look at it like you're not serious or something. So it's like, that's weird. And then they'll listen to the music. And then that'll get either four reactions. If I'm in an argument with somebody, they're gonna discredit my music simply because they don't like what the fuck I just said. They will do that. You know? RB, they'll say, you're good, but your music sounds outdated. I suggest that you fucking rap over more trap beats. I suggest that you rap back. You know how Drake is? Get it on the microphone, show these niggas how it is. Best believe it, homie, about to go ahead and kill these kids. Niggas thinking that they fucking with me, but they can't, though. When they go ahead and kill this motherfucker, damn show. Niggas think they messing with the man, but that they can't. Like that. And niggas are so used to that kind of style of rap. I wasn't gonna rock my shows. They're so used to that shit nowadays that that's pretty much a motherfucking goddamn, it's a requirement. Cause if you got too many pauses in your fucking flows, which is weird, cause like I told you back in the days, no one didn't care if you had too many pauses in your fucking flows. As long as you're saying something dope. But nowadays, if you have a pause here, have a pause there. All they're trying to tell you is punch in. I've never seen fans and other artists, and I'm not saying all fans, but
come on, it's a lot of fans, a lot of artists. Like, when they hear an underground artist who don't really try to follow trends, who just pretty much be in their own zone, they, it's like they're the kids in high school that try to tell. Like, hey, kid, stick with us. It's nothing personal. That's what I fucking see how this shit is. You know what I'm saying? And like I told you, bro, fans are biased. Me, I don't be biased to the point where I would call a rapper trash. Like, I'm not a big Jay-Z fan, but I acknowledge how dope he is, so much so that I even bought his 444 album. You dig? That's what a mature fan does. You dig? I went back, heard some of his older shit, and I said, like, besides the Blueprint, I've heard the Blueprint 1 and 2. So when I started hearing his other shit, like other than that, in American Gangster, they kept comparing. It's like Jay-Z kept on making American Gangster, or his beat selection, blah, blah, fucking blah. And that's exactly what motherfuckers want me to do. But you got unique styles. Yeah, it's the concepts. Thank God for Textify. So I can be able to name a song something, go on Textify and try to make a unique concept with it. Like the song Puppet. The song Sock Puppet. You know what I mean? Now, to some people, gonna call this shit ass because it's such an underground sound. Like, even fans in the underground hate underground sound. We ain't talking about that can shit. We ain't talking about that rage shit. We're talking about anything that does not even remotely sound like it should be on the fucking radio. And all fans and a lot of rappers hate that sound. But it's ironic. You're on SoundCloud. Isn't that reason why people listen to SoundCloud for underground artists that don't sound like what's on the radio? That kind of defeats the whole purpose. So, you know. But, what they do? No. I read a fucking comment that said, worry about people who fuck with you, not people who don't fuck with you. I could do that. So you asked the question, like, as artists, why do we care so much about what people say, even the ones who don't like us? Why do we want them to like us? Because we want the world to like us. It's this need to be liked by everybody. And of course, these fools in the comments, they say that's what the goal should be, which they're so delusional. They don't understand that that's impossible. That's fucking impossible to be liked by everybody. That's why people only fuck with only a fucking people. It's impossible to be liked by everybody, bro. Everybody's not gonna like you. That's a fact. Even when it comes out to being an artist, people ain't gonna like everything that you fucking make. They're not. Because if that's not how the world works. And sometimes we live in this delusion fucking world where we feel like we have to be the best. This whole, I'm trying to be the best. That's why I hate that people say, rap is a sport. Rap is a sport. You don't see 2 Chainz competing with nobody. You don't see a lot of underground rappers even beefing with each other. The only people that you see beefing with each other is the biggest rappers on top, which is Drake and Kendrick and Cole. Now, Cole Foodie opted off, and fans are so stupid. Your real fans are going to always support you. You got people who don't even like J. Cole, who are biased, don't like J. Cole, who hate J. Cole. They with it for that one moment. He was saying he was the best rapper. No, this, I'm still going to your top 5. All this shit, he fucking voted. You're not a real MC. Now you got some fucking rappers coming out the woodwork who would not have done that. Now all of a sudden, I'm going to diss J. Cole. They want a response. No, he's not going to respond. Now since he's apologized, I can diss him. He ain't going to apologize. He's going to apologize. Y'all not that fucking. Y'all, come on. Fat phobia, transphobia, come on now. This ain't like the 90s hip-hop where you can just say what the fuck you want. Like,
fool, because like I told you, if Tupac would have put out, hit him up, 2024, guess what? Who called that man fat? And said, come on, Tupac, come on, we want the old you. This is not, come on, we want the Tupac of us now. The fans wasn't saying that, I want the old you back shit. That. Now, it's been a thing since the whole Pokemon Go phenomenon. And to this day, all these things care about is reboots. Complain about said reboots. It goes into music too. Like I said, bro, that's the era that we live in. I mean, I can care less. Put it out there. If I choose a music video, I will do it. I don't care. I'm not going to promote it. It's the item, and I'm not going to the topic. I'm not the topic. I'm like, what? Come here and get all the views. I'm being promoted. I don't care about that shit. Me too, because I got. But let's be real. If them numbers go up to care more, you're not gonna like me. You're gonna get a whole lot of hate mass niggas. Like I said, the popular you get, the more hate you get. It's like hate at first. When you get a lot popular and you get to the point where people are making TikTok videos about you, you got niggas asking why you like this guy. It's the most hater shit that you would ever hear someone say. But they'll just guys that ask, oh, I'm just curious. No, we know what you really mean when you said that. I'm just saying. Like, I'm the aware one. I'm not great. I'll be like, but look how you rapping using multisyllabic rhymes. Y'all not impressed by that. I do that now because I like rapping like that. It's not because I'm trying to get a fan base. Nigga, how you gonna tell an artist to find you'll find your fan base, nigga. You already have one. Already got people that fuck with the shit that I fucking make. Yeah, it might have like a whole bunch of fucking comments, but look at every fucking song I promoted with repost exchange and see the comments. Every single song that I fucking repost is never no, oh man, you should rap more faster. Oh man, you should make more music that sounds more industry. No. It's mostly, yo, this shit is fire. I'm so glad that people still make music like this. This is that real hip hop. Please don't change. Hence the fucking song I'm gonna send to Dorky tonight called, but whatever. People gonna call it corny at the end. Because y'all think everything's fucking corny. I'm like, who's more cringe? The people who think everything's cringe are people who's doing cringy shit. Because when people do cringy things, they're literally just being a unfucking filtered self. They're just having fun. Like, you got, let's be real. You got kids on TikTok who just do kid things. You got a whole bunch of other kids and grown-ass adults calling them cringe. What's more lame? The kids just having fun, making, like, being carefree? Or the fucking assholes who call them motherfuckers lame? And then if you're a fucking adult, and then let's say, for example, nigga like me, they'll say, well, why you don't smile? Why you don't? That's the thing, you're not charismatic in your videos. You know, you're always serious. Even though there's a lot of niggas that are serious, got more views than me. So all that, like that, shut up. I've seen people. Do the opposite of what these stupid ass motherfuckers do, what the stupid ass motherfuckers say, you know, these little marketer experts, and they still get a lot of fucking attention. I don't care about the attention because I don't give a fuck about trying to see what works and what doesn't. I did a little freestyle challenges. Niggas didn't like that shit. I stopped doing that shit. But you gotta do it till it. No, I'm not doing that shit. Because if it ain't, and keep in mind, nigga, niggas don't want to hear me freestyle. Niggas think, that's why you would never, even when I do freestyle, because the whole freestyle shit is so weird, because if you use written, if it shit sounds too good, it's written. Because on top of the dome, it's trash. Fuck are we doing? So any fucking way, if I Because I'm going to do this. If I have to try to do syncing music, and it got to be music that's good, then what's good? It's completely motherfucking, you know, what's that word I'm looking for? Objective. Because let me keep on putting out my content on TikTok, which makes no sense. TikTok is dying anyway. And see what happens. Granted, my music must be good, because there's some times where I would have a song released and then all of a sudden people are just TikToking my songs, like we were back in 2020. So something must be done right. In 2020, knowing 420, I got an EP coming out called Weed and Love. Love and Weed. Let's see what happens then. It ain't like I'm making to a person that, you know, like I said, music is subjective. And they want you to know, that's the reason why we care so much. Because people don't understand that logic. So if you're making music that's not on the charts, they openly will say, it's not for the church. It's the only nice music. This type of music, unfortunately, will not be on the charts. I'm sorry, this type of souls will never be on the fucking charts. That nigga said that same shit about XXXTentacion when he came out with Look At Me, and that's one of his biggest fucking songs. Why do people do that kind of shit? Why do people do that and knowing they're going to get proved wrong? It's just that I don't give a fuck. That's the problem. I don't care to push this music so for the miles. I just don't care. I just put out music. I don't promote it like that. I do not care. Now I'm where, if you don't care, we don't care. Nigga, you don't care even if I care. Care. So I don't want to hear this whole, if you don't believe it, you don't believe in it, bullshit. Because I've seen people believe in their mind. And people still sit there and call them denial. Dare you rapper say that you're the best rapper in the game on your songs. Niggas will literally unfollow you and sit there and call you trash. You're not the best. Your flows are mild. Your rhymes are mid. And your punchlines are too simple. And all you do is do Cat in the Hat raps. Because y'all niggas don't know what the fuck Cat in the Hat raps are. Cat in the Hat is ABC shit. I use internal rhymes. How the fuck is that Cat in the Hat? Last time I checked, please point to me a Cat in the Hat book that has internal fucking rhymes in it. I'm waiting. And the ironic thing about it is, y'all niggas do them fast raps where you hop it on a beat saying, I be getting money, motherfucker, Zach and Dummy, ain't nothing that you can say. Like, motherfucker, Zach and keep in mind how monotone that shit is. Because you're rapping fast, but there's no switches. But because the bop effect of Ed Bob, because I be getting to the money, motherfuckers. Like that kind of shit. Well, this is done. My umbrella is done. This is cooked. This is cooked, boy. Shit's cooked. I can't fix this. Dead. I got that shit from Goodwill, too. That shit is cooked. That shit's done. Fucking wind blew my fucking umbrella and broke it. Go back to what I'm saying. I gotta look for a better umbrella. Back to what I'm saying. Like, that's all the fuck that is. We hate ABC raps, but when niggas is, I've been really, really fast to the motherfucking beat, knowing that I got heat. Niggas ain't really ready finna go ahead and kill it. Niggas ain't really ready, got that money till it's in it. Homie, I'm not feeling you. Homie, what you gonna do? Niggas know I'm bulletproof. Like, that's one syllable rhymes. That's ABC raps. But because it's set in a faster way, on a boppy beat, you don't care. You dig? And then you got these lyrical miracle, you know, I'm looking at every rapper as competition. Even the vibey rappers that are not. Like, nigga, have you ever seen Wiz Khalifa do a rap battle? Besides the fucking fire hot spirit, that's nothing. I'm talking about literally, lyrically going back and forth with somebody. This is why I really disagree when y'all say, rap is a sport. It's a competition. Nigga, we battling here. You only picking the best lyricists to battle with. Wiz Khalifa ain't battling no fucking goddamn body. Currency ain't battling no goddamn body lyrically. Ain't like let's be real. The only rappers that are really battling each other back to back is Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. Everyone got their own lane. And the issue with fans, and y'all always like to fucking push rappers to be in lanes they shouldn't fucking be in. But you said that you're the best rapper. You said that you're the best. So we gotta test your pen. Whatever, we can go back in. Now at this point, because of J. Cole, a nigga would diss me for nothing. And you gotta respond. Because guess what? If you don't respond, that means you folded. Well, if you apologize. But whatever, nigga. They gonna, like, just like y'all do with motherfucking, you know, when niggas be using, backup vocals. Now, since you got, you know, y'all caught Lil Wayne using, what's that shit called? Keep in mind, people, rappers been using this shit. Those, TVs that push your lyrics. Yeah, teleprompters. Now you're gonna be like, nope, don't use that. Nope. Real MCs don't do that. You gotta remember you're a whole racist man. And even if you do all of that, because I'm gonna tell y'all, this is not 2013. Even with all of that, let's say, remember, I chose to do shows again. Last show I did was back in 2000 motherfucking goddamn 12 with at LA Live. When Mobb Deep was going through their little breakup that y'all don't talk about, but they came back together. That was the last time we fucking did a show. Last time we did a show, period. Haven't did a show since. Let's say, for example, because fans have changed, the game has changed. This is not 2012. This is not how it was simply. I kind of wish if that label was on no bullshit, I would have did more shows. But you know, it's what the fuck it is. Now, let's say, for example, I come by myself, right? And I do shows. I do a show. And let's say, for example, I know all my verses by heart. And I do a fucking show, right? Now, let's say, for example, the nigga that came on before me that was turned up for the kids, nigga had a whole backtrack and everything. No one said shit, right? I get on there and I'm like, I'm real rap, nigga. I'm finna do shit without a goddamn backtrack. Get on the fucking goddamn beat. Hop on. No, mind you, there is no backup vocals. There's no backup. I don't do doubles, but there's a reason for that. Let's say, for example, you do a show. Your doubles are there. We know that. Let's say, for example, I do a song. There's no doubles. 99% of my fucking songs. And I perform songs off the top. I know songs I've liked before by heart that had no doubles. So any fucking way, this particular song, I recorded so many. So I do the fucking song, and I'm trying to be Mr. Real Hip Hop, because I'm, hell yeah, I'm going to shoot you. I don't need no back vocals. And I fuck up. I do the hook. First comes the first few bars. I got done until I'm almost near the middle of the verse, and I start fucking up. Then the hook comes on again, and then guess what the fuck happens? I forget my whole fucking second verse. So you know what the fuck I do? I freestyle it. Let's say do that shit not once, not twice, but six times. Right? Now the nigga that does, that has a back vocal, is put on a better show than me, because the nigga, no one cares. Okay, they just came to fucking have fun and vibe out. They don't care if you're doing the motherfucking thing, if you're using a back vocal or not. But since that dedicated shit, we're pushing it. We want you to do it now. You're not real if you don't do it, right? So you sitting over here fucking yourself up because you're not remembering your fucking lyrics. Or B, you've been recording so many songs that you can't even remember all your songs. And so you're fucking up. Now this dude has a bunch of fucking songs. He's using it as a backtrack. And he's killing it because nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's like how nobody cares about, like, doing shit in one take. That's not impressive. That's why on certain parts I punch in, because I can't pronounce particular words. Y'all be sounding dumb, wondering, why come this? Why come this? Like, saying a bunch of monosyllabic rhymes, because of them big words do not fit within that four bar space That's why the common method. Because Common said this, every fourth word fills up four bars. So you gotta break every single fucking bar. Every single one. If I'm sitting there saying I got challenged in the next, like if I say something like eradicate opponents, or if I put an I, if I say I eradicate and then I errata, and then the next bar is Kate opponents. So that's bars broken in half. That's broken in half within that four bar segment. Now, I noticed that the words that fit perfectly in the four bar, if I say some shit like, I'm on a mission to do harm. If I say on a mission to do harm, it rolls off the tongue because it fits within the motherfucking bar. Within the four bars. So. That's it. Ever. Wait. You know, not a lot of people won't do that shit. I mean, you can, but it's like, nigga, no. And here's the thing, I'm trying to do that just so I don't have to be too, you know, weird with the flows and shit, because you know how fans are. They have to warm up to your flow. So let me not do that and rap normal, but even with that, they still gotta warm up to you. Why? It's not even, it's you rapping. It's your unique voice that you gotta warm up to. So that's that little game. That's why, like when you're an artist, you just start rapping, you just start getting, like, at first, you be yourself. They can sit there and look at you weird. Hence, they look at you like you started rapping today. That goes from, like, the only a small percentage of fans will want you to have your own, like, obscure sound. Only small percent. But see, if niggas see that you got talent for real, you got potential for real, because most of the time when they, like, well, here's the kicker, game has changed. You got, you know, Miles coming out making songs like, I'm going to get something in Hong Kong. He's over doing shows and doing songs like that because we just want fun songs again, which is a lie. Because if I made some shit like that, that shit is us, bro. But that's not the standard that we have you up. You don't even know me, but you got a standard on me. Okay, fine. Boom, bappy, lyrical shit. Okay, fine. But don't come at me and say, why come you're rapping so serious? That's what the fuck you want me to do. You want me to either A, jump on a fucking, like, the chill, vibey rap sound? Because mind you, when I'm on that boom, bappy, bar, hip-hop shit, 8s, 9s, and 10s all over the board. When I'm doing vibey, Wiz Khalifa, Currency shit, I get an 8, probably a 6 and a 3. What's that tell you? Now, mind you, it's more, and if I do, like, play with my fucking flow and rap really, really fast and play with my fucking flows, I get a 10, but then the rest will be like 3s and 2s. What's that tell you? Or 6s and 2s. What's that tell you? But if I hop on the trap beat and start doing the Drake shit, I be getting to the money, motherfuckers know it ain't funny, get on fucking beats and kiss it, niggas know that I get, then it gets to the point where it sounds sick, it's rappy fast, but it sounds so generic. You see why we don't, shouldn't be trying to make money for people? But niggas be trying to push and keep on acting like you got to. You don't have to. That's not what the fuck you do. This is why a lot of motherfuckers make music and don't release it and keep it to themselves. Because you got niggas who encourage you. Put your music out. What are you waiting for? Push your music out. Come on, man. You don't understand. People might need your music. Come on, man. Put your music out. And it's even worse than I was signed to a fucking label. I could have stopped there. But then I want to put out music. Venomous is over here putting out. Bro, come on. Go to you. And then all of a sudden, I'm putting out fucking music. And yes, I got feedback. Yeah, my shit became fans of my shit. That's cool. That's nice. I appreciate every single one. But then it's that need to have everyone like your shit. Now is a problem. Now, the unique, like I told you, I was making music for myself. You know, making songs like Anime Girls and all that shit, rapping. That was me having fun. This is not fun now. This is just like, oh, you're just a boom bappy old school rapper. So there is no fun. If I make a fun song, rapping a fun way, problem. Rapping a unique flow, problem. But at the same time, artists play with your flows. But hop on a fucking boom bappy beat and just spit some shit with a very standard in the fucking four beat margin flow. Oh my God, it's amazing. Even though anyone can do that. I remember people were talking about Wiz Khalifa Orange Juice and Kush album, comparing it to the fucking Chronic. That's a hell of a comparison. But at that time, you ain't never seen nobody rapping with a smooth, laid back, chill tone like that. Yeah, I'm wondering why come for some reason fans don't like that kind of feel no more. Maybe because the fact it was a trend. Because when Wiz Khalifa and Currency came out, that was the wave, that was the trend. So if you was rapping with that kind of tone, you was gonna win every fucking time. But however, since fans want, you know, fans look at rap flows like clothes and not like this is who you are and this is who you inspire by, and you should get a fan base from that. But